Hey fuckers, Jack here. Now, before I delve any further into this video, I want to first make a little statement for my overly sensitive chums out there. I promise I will not say anything offensive in this video, unless it is required. But no, I'm not going to say anything offensive. Though what you deem as offensive is entirely up to you. But I'm just voicing my opinions here. So without further ado, fuck me, it's been a long time, eh? Yeah, I think the last time I made a fucking video was when some jumped up fucking whore got all butthurt about a video I made with my buddy Al Kersey. But anyway, this video is not related to that. That shit's been sucked up and spat out more times than I care to fucking remember. Now, today, I want to talk about a couple of trending topics, mostly because it's a good way of getting the brainwashed colostomy bags of our society to click and watch and post my fucking views. At least I'm honest. But also, because I do have my own opinions about this shit and I have a right to get it out there. Alright? So where to begin? Well, let's first touch on the cookery queen with hair as white as spunk, Paula Deen. Now, as most of you know, Miss Silverlocks has been chastised for numerous fucking things, one of which being her use of the N-word. For those of you not clued in on this story, the N-word being nigger. Nigger to so many of you out there is a big no-no. But to me, a fucking word is a word, all right? Do I use the word nigger? No, not often. But my lack of usage is not to avoid offending people. I have just never had a need to fucking use the word. I mean, I've never been irritated enough by a person of color to yell it from the rooftops. You know, nigga, get out of here! Oh, and I'm also not a fucking wigger. You know, a white person who wants to be black. So you won't hear me say, nigga, please. Or any of that fucking shit. It ain't a word I need to use. I mean, I much prefer to use the word fuck, or fucking, or fucker, or cunt. Cunt is a fucking strong word. Not in a bad way, either. So what I'm trying to say here is, get the fuck over it. I mean, I ain't followed her story very much. She ain't a chick I'd ever want to find myself playing fill that hole with. So I tend to stay fucking clear. I'm not really interested. However, I know that most of you have gotten your fucking tits in a tangle over that word. And I have to ask you why. To me, I feel there are much worse things in this world right now to be concerning ourselves with than what another person thinks or fucking feels. I mean, come on. Who gives a fuck what people think or feel? There's so many things out there are far more important. Like, is Lindsay Lohan going to finally fucking top herself and just get it over with? Is Randy Travis going to recover from the critical condition he's in right now after guzzling booze all his life? Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming out? Come on! There are starving people in Africa. Let's encourage Paula Deen to make him a fucking meal. Tony Soprano is fucking dead. The big guy is gone. And all you care about is some old bitch saying, nigger? And don't give me that. There's more to it than that. There's more to it than that. You don't know the whole story. Fuck you. She's an old woman who has kept herself where she belongs her entire fucking life. In the kitchen. Give her a fucking break. She can do whatever the fuck she wants. She's been a good girl. Leave Paula alone. Anyway, that's it for me. Fuck you.